We're learning the laws of Birchas Haperos. The Mechaber continues, Al HaSukar, which on the bottom translates it as Sukar, sugar. Same thing. Mevarech Shehakol. So when it comes to sugar, the bracha that one makes when you eat sugar is Shehakol. And not only that, V'chein, so too, HaMotzeis Konim Misukos, Shehakol. So too, if you have these konim, which is a cane, which is sugar cane, also the bracha is Shehakol. And the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the words of the Rambam, explains this. Perush is to explain what is sugar. It's interesting. He says, so some gedalim konim sukim, that there in certain lands there were these reeds, canes, which would grow, and they would be very sweet. Vesochatim osam, and they would really squeeze them or crush them. Mavashlim yemehem, and then they would cook it, bake it. Ad shiyikbe v'yidma lamelech. Until finally it reaches the final stage of it being this grainy source, which is similar to salt. And some of us may have accidentally, in their coffee, put some salt in instead of sugar, which I've done more than once. But the bracha is shahakol, as the Mishnah Berurah says, delo adife midvash tamarim. Now even though, of course, when it comes to dates, the bracha is not shahakol, but the honey which comes forth from dates, in which the blessing, which is found in Eretz Yisrael, that it's a land of flowing of milk and honey, specifically it's referring to Dvash Tamar. And it's referring to the dates with the honey which comes forth from dates. In that situation, that honey is Shehakol. D'chashvinan lei rakizeya ba'alma. Literally, it's considered like it's the moisture, the sweat, which comes forth from these fruits. U'birchaso Shehakol. So you're not actually eating the fruit itself, which of course would be a different bracha, but since you're eating that which comes forth from it, the bracha is shahakol when it comes to date honey. V'kol shekein b'zeh shnishtanu al yedei habishul. Certainly, as the Rambam says, this item, since it's been changed, its form, because of the process of the cooking and the whole process of the making sugar, therefore the bracha is shahakol. And he continues and says, also when it comes to sugar cane, gam cane mitam hanal, for the same reason, do hakone ba'atzmo hu eats ba'alma, v'efshel ochlo. A person would take the sugar cane in its raw form. It's not something in which one eats. And therefore, it's only once it is processed. And therefore, for that reason, the bracha is shahakol. But Donnie says you should know. The afsha shulchan aruch, Stam Dina de Al Hasukar of Al Konim Birchas Shakol, even the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have anyone who disagrees with this opinion, and clearly the Brach is Shakol. BeEmes, truthfully speaking, and this is brought down in other Halachas Farm as well, BeEmes Yeshma Zedeos Bein Harishonim, Kamo Shehuva Betur Beis Yosef, there are certain opinions, Umisveka Pasak Levarech Shehakol, that because it's not so clear cut, even though we paskin in fact that the bracha is Shehakol, nonetheless, not everyone actually felt that it's such a simple thought, like the Shulchan Aruch says. Dumazeh Yotze B'dieved L'kul Yalma. And because, as we've seen in previous cases, when we're not sure which bracha is said, after delving into all the halachos, in that situation, we take the most generic of the doubts. In this situation, would be the bracha of Shehakol, where a person certainly has fulfilled their obligation of making that bracha. Be'ulam b'di'evet, im berach brei priyo eitz, o brei priyo ha'adama, yotza. But if a person would make a bracha of ha'eitz on sugar cane, or when it comes to with beets, which is another form of the producing of sugar, the bracha of hadama, you are yotza. But again, this is only b'di'evet, but again, l'chadchil, preferably, one should follow that which the Shulchan Aruch says, that on the bracha of sugar, the bracha is shahakol. B'chanan b'chadchil, 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 b'chanan b'chadchil,